Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
I miss seeing Kiara here at the park with her adorable little puppy.
Kiara is always the friendliest coworker. I miss having her around.
I wish Miss Kiara was here. She always made learning math fun.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with the Resilience Ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So the Raiders break the three-game losing streak, and they defeat a pretty good football team. How did they do it? Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas. Good win, an exciting football game, really right down to the end.
It's really good to get a win in the National Football League because everybody that plays the game and everybody that watches the game, seriously, they know how difficult it is. And the margin of error is very, very slight. We know that about the Cardinals game, where the Raiders lost at the last second in overtime. So it's really good to get a win for Josh McDaniels, his first big win as the Raiders coach. And what a monster game from Josh Jacobs. He had a couple of touchdowns yesterday, Kevin. He had 144 rushing yards and 31 receiving yards, 175 yards. He's on my fantasy team, too, so he did well for me, over 34 points in the fantasy world. But it's just good to post a W because this team knows that they're better than 0-3. And Houston lost again yesterday, so now Houston, now the only winless team in the National Football League as the Raiders get off the schneid.
Wow. Just out of curiosity, how'd you make out yesterday at the Westgate?
There was some good and there was some bad. I don't know why I linked together the Lions. I never take the Lions, and I said, you know, they're going to score a lot of points. Well, they did. They scored a lot of points, but they gave up more than they scored. How can the Seahawks score 48 points on the Detroit Lions? It makes no sense whatsoever. The Lions scored 45, but it wasn't enough.
Well, we will continue this conversation, I'm sure. Stick around. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. He'll give us a little preview look at what's ahead beginning at 3 o'clock. Also, Senator Dr. Roger Marshall from my home state of Kansas. And Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, will join us. She has already won re-election. She's already gone through. She'll be back in office. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Wall Street is roaring on this first trading day of October. Stocks rallied toward their best day in months as falling bond yields ease some of the pressure that's battered markets. The S&P 500, 3% higher this afternoon. The latest swing for a scattershot market that's been mostly falling this year on worries about a possible global recession. Florida's Director of Emergency Management, Kevin Guthrie, says tens of thousands of Floridians have applied for federal help after Hurricane Ian.
As we came in, it's actually 164,000 individuals have applied for FEMA individual assistance. We are working closely with counties to establish the mobile registration intake centers and the disaster recovery centers.
Meanwhile, search and rescue efforts are ongoing, but Ian still not done. Officials warning there is still the potential of severe flooding along Virginia's coast, and coast flooding was possible from the North Carolina Outer Banks to Long Island. Also at townhall.com, Republicans have retaken the lead on the generic congressional ballot amid rising economic concerns among voters, according to a new Monmouth University poll. More from Bernie Bennett.
47% of Americans said that they either want the GOP to recapture control of Congress this year or are at least leaning toward the party ahead of the November midterm elections, compared to 44% who said the same about Democrats. That marks a major shift since August, when 50% said that they prefer the Democrats keep control of Congress. At the time, 43% of Americans said that they were leaning toward Republicans. The new poll suggests that few Americans give President Biden credit for his handling of key issues. Only 3 in 10 Americans say that they approve of how he's approaching inflation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow finishing up 759 points today. The NASDAQ, 239 higher. More at townhall.com.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the director of the Nevada Department of Corrections has resigned a week after a convicted murderer escaped prison and almost boarded a bus headed to Mexico. Governor Sisolak released a statement on Friday saying that he asked Charles Daniels to resign after one of the men convicted in the 2007 Luxor bombing escaped from a medium security facility in Indian Springs on September 23rd. Six prison employees have also been placed on paid administrative leave for breaching security protocols. Local sports bettors won big on the Raiders in their first win of the NFL season, 32-23, a home victory over the Denver Broncos. That helped deal several sportsbooks after their losing Sunday for the season. The underdogs went 9-5 against the spread with six outright wins. Caesars officials say their sportsbook dropped almost seven figures on the Raiders en route to a losing day. And BetMGM reports it won the day overall but lost big time on the Raiders here in Nevada. Well, the Monday night football game tonight features the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to join that game in progress tonight at 6 o'clock after the Wayne Allen Root Show here on AM 670.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect some big-time delays on Interstate 215. That's westbound, beginning around the airport connector. And ahead of that, at the 15 interchange, only one lane is available as you transition from 215 west, merging to Interstate 15 north.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Monday. Good to have you with us. That means Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, right here on AM 670 KMZQ 3 to 6. He is the busiest man in show business here in Las Vegas, I swear. This guy is everywhere. Wayne, good afternoon. Always good to have you with us. Any new announcements about anything going on in your world relative to TV, maybe?
No announcement yet. I have a big announcement coming up, but I can't announce it until I've signed the contract. And it's with one of the three biggest conservative media powerhouses in America. And that'll be my next big one coming up. I thought it might be last week or this week, but someone involved in the contract process on the other side lives in Fort Myers, Florida. So they're in the process of kind of rebuilding their lives and relocating their family and their home. So it's probably going to be another few days. Maybe it'll be early next week or mid next week that we'll announce. But it's another big deal, and I'm knocking them down like pins in a bowling alley. But you can, you know, one thing that is obvious and is going on as we speak, so it can be announced, is my TV show every day at 4 o'clock Vegas time on Lindell TV. Actually, it's Lindell TV 2. There's a 1 and a 2. I'm on Lindell TV 2 every day live at 4 p.m., and then my show reruns the next day every day at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Vegas time on Lindell TV 1. And then every weekend I'm on Real America's Voice TV network at 9 o'clock Vegas time on 9 a.m. Vegas time on Saturday mornings. And next week's show, my America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root at Real America's Voice at 9 a.m. Will be starring President Donald J. Trump. So there's an announcement for you.
All right. All right. And the biggest question, though, today is, when do you sleep?
I don't sleep much, about 4 hours a night, once in a while five. Once in a while five. I know President Trump does four, and I do 4 to 5. So, I mean, I get as much sleep as I can, and I also lose about 2 hours a day on working out. I work out 2 hours a day in the gym. So subtract about 4 or 5 hours sleep and 2 hours, and then the rest of the day I work. That's what I do, man. Always on. hustling, because that's the way to make money in the real world. I was in the gym today, and I watched TV while I'm working out, right? So I was watching a comedy special. I rarely do that, but I happened to come across one, and it looked interesting in the preview, so I turned it on. And this guy grew up in a rough Italian neighborhood in New York, you know, and he grew up, this guy, in a rough Italian neighborhood in Chicago, so he has my kind of humor. And he was talking about the fact that his father would kick his ass if he didn't work from the age of 8 on, and that's what that was my upbringing. And he was talking about how today our country is off the rails and that people don't know how to work anymore. People don't want to work anymore. And when they do work, they got a lousy attitude, and you could tell they don't want to be there. And he pointed out the airport. When you get to the airport, everybody's standing around. Nobody walks fast. Nobody works hard. Nobody wants you to be there. They're upset that you're coming to the airport to get on an airplane. They're mad that you've got bags. And that's his comedy routine. It's very funny. But the key to funny is it's got to have some truth in it. And it's absolutely true. People don't want to work anymore. And when they do work, they're not happy, and they show it. And they don't seem like they like what they do. And you know what? Life in America became the greatest country in world history because all the immigrants that came here liked to work and didn't know any other way because there was no welfare. You'd either work or your family would starve to death. That's the best incentive in the world. And that's the way it should be right now. And unfortunately, we've taken that away because everybody knows they can get welfare and food stamps and housing allowances and aid to dependent children and free college in some cases and free medical. It's ridiculous. And so there's no work ethic anymore. And the country's falling apart. That comedian's telling the truth. And I grew up in the same Italian neighborhood as him, except in New York instead of Chicago. And I learned that your self-worth is tied to work. And if you don't work, you're a lazy bum, and they should run you out of town. And that's the way it's got to be. And unfortunately, it's not anymore. There's too many people who don't give a damn. And that's the problem with America.
You are exhibit A of a guy that works real, real hard and is real successful. I think you've earned everything that you've gotten, and you probably deserve more, but that's still to come. I got to ask you, because you touched on it, the storm, Hurricane Ian, just devastation, South Carolina, Florida. And now people are starting to come after public officials that maybe they didn't give evacuation warnings quick enough. Maybe we shouldn't rebuild Fort Myers or other places like that because they're too close to the water. Your impressions of what you've seen over the last week or so?
Well, you know, it's a terrible thing. I mean, I went on my show, and I only have, you know, a precious 48 minutes out of an hour after ads and everything on my national TV show on weekends on Real America's Voice. I got 48 minutes of talk time, so you don't want to waste 1 second on anything except politics and the most important 10 stories of the week. That's what my show's about. But I actually opened up the whole show and spent about 3 minutes at the open sending my prayers and my best wishes and my love to all the people of Florida and Southwest Florida and Fort Myers and all those areas that were destroyed. If your heart doesn't go out to that, there's something wrong with you. You're the Tin Man, you know? So I decided to open the whole show. I mean, it's a national show. So, I mean, maybe 1% of my audience has anything to do with that district of Florida, and yet I opened the show for 3 minutes of my 48 minutes talking about it because I felt so bad for those people. And I have so many friends now in so many different places, so many fans who think of themselves as my friend and email me 5 times a week or text me 5 times a day that I actually know like 10 people in Fort Myers. So, I mean, there's no town that I could ever – something bad happens. I know everybody in those towns. So I just felt really bad for those people. What else can you say? Except that, you know, I opened the show by saying, besides, you know, wishing my prayers and best wishes, also saying, thank God, thank your lucky stars that your governor is Ron DeSantis. Because your governor could have been, and I couldn't remember the guy's name when I taped the show live, and I can't remember it now. I think it's Gilliam. Who was the guy who ran against DeSantis? I think it was Gilliam, right? He was an African-American, very liberal Democrat.
Yes.
And DeSantis was behind the entire campaign. And he beat him by the skin of his chinny-chin-chin, by the closest of margins. And then Gilliam got found in a hotel room having sex with another man while they were doing drugs together. And I think he went to prison, you know? And I know he went to rehab, and I think he went to prison. But whatever the reason was, whatever the reaction was to him being in a hotel room with a guy doing drugs, I said, thank your lucky stars that that wasn't your governor. Because Ron DeSantis is the best governor in America, maybe the best governor ever in America, and he is your CEO. And I guarantee you anything and everything that could be done to help the people of Florida recover, he is doing because he knows that's his legacy. And if he wants to be president of the United States one day, which I think he has a good chance of being, whether it's in 2024 or if Trump runs, then in 2028, I think DeSantis will be our candidate one day. He knows his whole legacy depends on how well he handles a big storm like that, and maybe many future storms too. That really is politics at its finest. It's not, you know, political, I'm a liberal, I'm a conservative, let's fight each other, let's debate. It really is, can you take care of the people when a tragedy comes up and a natural disaster comes up? So I said from day one, my prediction was DeSantis would do a great job, and I think he has done a great job. The people criticizing and sniping are a bunch of losers who aren't there and don't understand how hard it is when something like this hits to get supplies in and to make it work. Let's put it this way. He's no George W. Bush. Ron DeSantis is a good, smart CEO. And I'm telling you, Florida's lucky they've got him during a tragedy.
Again, Wayne Allyn Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. More to come from Wayne. We'll talk about the commitment to America. Is it good or bad? And how do we control the expectations of the American people? We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic.
When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
The same great show with the same great host. Just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, about 10 minutes from now, Dr. Roger Marshall will join us, U.S. Senator from Kansas. He is out right now trying to pass a bill in the Senate, essentially ending the COVID emergency, the pandemic emergency. The president has admitted there's no emergency anymore, and now he's trying to legally say, oh, no, but I still need the powers. Thank you. We'll talk about that more coming up with Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas. Wayne Allen Root, as he does every Monday, joining us, rootforamerica.com. Last week we had the commitment to America from Kevin McCarthy. What do you make of this, and how does it compare? I frankly don't think it's quite as good as the contract for America of Newt Gingrich of many years ago, but what do you think of what they're proposing in the House?
Well, you know, why don't we compare it to something you heard over the weekend from the Democrats? Kamala Harris claimed that the government's Hurricane Ian relief will prioritize communities of color, which means Democrats actually are racist. And it's no surprise, and it's nothing new, so I'm not bringing up anything that anybody listening doesn't already know. But when you talk about racism, the reason they talk about it all day is because Solinsky said, rules for radicals, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. Democrats are the biggest racists in the world, and they hate white people. White liberal Democrats hate themselves and their own race, and black liberal Democrats hate white people for the most part, and you could see it in the things that they say. Not all, but some, and a lot, and most in the Democrat Party have a hatred for white America and white middle-class people. And the idea that you would reward only black people after a horrible hurricane that destroyed people's lives is disgusting and disgraceful. I reward everybody. And by the way, reward's not even the right word. It's not a reward. You're giving them money to rebuild their lives. And in most cases that I know of, you know, other than a little bit of FEMA money, which is like $3,000, the big money that you might get, say $1 million to fix a business or a building, or $500,000 to fix your home, that all comes with, you have to pay it back with interest. It's a loan. So no one's even rewarding you. Actually, they're just giving you money you've got to pay back, you know, to try and rebuild your life. So who would think in their minds, I'm only going to give it to people of one color? If I thought I'm only going to give it to white people, that would be a horrible racist thing to believe, to think, and to say, and that would be the end of my career. But it's okay for the vice president of the United States to say, I'm going to give the money, prioritize the money, goes first to black people? What? That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard in America, a country that's supposed to be colorblind. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave. He didn't want an America where we give money to someone because you're black, or give a job to someone because they're black, or let you into medical school because you're black. He wanted you to get in because we're colorblind and let the best person with the most talent get in. And if that happens to be black, great. Let the black one in ahead of the white one because he or she has more talent. But you don't let them in just because they're black. And you certainly don't give them a loan or a grant just because they're black. Martin Luther King would be aghast. So that's the way Democrats think. And then you've got, you know, the commitment to America by Republicans, which was pretty darn good. But I agree with you, Kevin. It's not quite up to Newt Gingrich's standards. They stayed away from anything and everything that would be super, super controversial. And they stuck with the ones they know are home runs that could win the election. And I get that thinking. I really do. Why bring up controversy? As an example, Obamacare. To this day, I believe Obamacare is the biggest bomb in the history of America. It didn't work. And it's no great achievement to brag that you stole money from one group, middle-class people, rich people, and small business owners, and you gave it to another group, poor people that vote Democrat. How is that an achievement that you stole money from one side and gave it to another?